Welcome back to Holistic Moms. I'm your host, Shan Wright. Sometimes we have a lot of information coming at us. It is noisy out there, friends, and this can be really overwhelming. It can produce anxiety, and this is my case. It definitely has produced anxiety in me over times. And in that, we get paralyzed and we don't know what to do next. We don't know what to do with all this noise. And it's hard to shut it off. Our guest today was not paralyzed, but determined to find answers. So she sought out the ultimate healer. She took common myths, common noise that she was hearing, and debunked them with truth. She wrote a book, Discover God's Health Wisdom, exposing 8 common myths that keep you sick. Friend, this is so good. You're going to want to hear all about her book. Alexandra Yu is a registered nurse with many years of experience in clinical research industry. Her passion for holistic health led her to launch her holistic healing podcast. Alex's mission is to encourage women to seek God's wisdom first for their health and life so they can experience true lasting healing that will allow them to make a greater eternal impact in their homes and communities. She is a wife and mom of 3 children. She loves to read, work out, travel, and play the piano. She has a passion for helping at-risk children. Okay, a little disclaimer here. We are 2 nurses chatting, but please do not take any of this as medical advice. This is meant for encouragement and developing holistic wellness practices. Okay, let's get into this awesome conversation. Hey mama, are you stressed by the lack of time in the day to do all the things? Are you feeling disconnected from God, your husband, and even your kids because patience and presence seem out of reach? Do you want a healthier body, mind, spirit, and home, but overwhelmed in where to start? Hey, I'm Shan Wright, daughter of the king, wife, mom to 4, RN, wellness coach, and I know very well what it feels like to want to live well, but about to lose it with my very blessed full life. After realizing I can't pour from an empty cup, I tracked my way to whole body wellness and so much peace. If you are ready to cancel the stressed out life, learn tactical, intentional strategies as a mom wearing many hats, find more peace, confidence, and joy raising kingdom kids, then listen in. Come on, mama, together we got this. Really, God's got this. So go heat up that coffee again and turn your listening ears on. Let's chat. Mama, you might hear Alex's testimony and feel more anxiety on what to do with your wellness and your family's wellness. Do you get overwhelmed by all the information on how and what to do? Because you want to do it well? So much so that you get paralyzed. Do you ever feel frozen in what to do next because there are too many options? And at that same time, the list keep piling, the to-do lists keep coming, and then it all seems to be spiraling. The day passes and everything seems to be a disaster and you are just sick of it. Overstimulation by everyone and everything and you are just trying to make it through. Is this really how you're supposed to spend your days, your time? I'm here to tell you, it all begins with decreasing anxiety and finding divine time management. There is time out there for you, and it's to be savored and productive and present with your kids and your family, even special time just for you. I invite you into the Find More Time workshop. I'm going to show you how to do all of this and find all of this in a short 45-minute workshop that will be well worth your time. You can get your mental wellness in check and have more time in your life. It's not a lost cause. You just don't know where to start, and I'm going to help you. So come to this link, www.theshanwright.com/time. We're going to steal back that time that you've been missing. I'm going to help you find that time you have been praying for. Again, go to theshanwright.com/time. I cannot wait to see you there.
Okay, so today we have a special guest, and I love when we bring guests on, and this guest and I have a lot in common. So she is also a nurse and in the wellness space and has a wellness podcast. So I'm so excited to bring on Alexandra. Welcome to Holistic Moms.
Thank you so much, Shan. I'm so excited to meet with you.
Yeah. So first, I just want to have you share with the listeners a little bit about yourself and your family and just your background in nursing.
Sure. It's so funny because when I was reading about you, when I found your podcast, I feel like we have a lot in common. So I'm a mom of three. I'm a nurse. I was a bedside nurse for about a year in the medical surgical unit, but most of my experience has been in clinical research in drug safety. So in that line of work, we try to make sure that drugs are as safe as can be for the patient. So what I would do is I would write drug safety reports. I would review the medical literature to look for drug safety issues. So what growing up, I had always respected conventional medicine, but as time went on, I really felt like there's only so much that conventional medicine can do. And when I started having health issues of my own, I really started looking for more natural ways of healing. And I just fell in love with natural remedies. I fell in love with just God's provision for his people through foods and herbs and all those things. And then I got to a point where I would try the same types of herbs and different supplements and all those types of things. And then I felt like God was showing me that I needed to go to him first for healing. I needed to ask for his advice, because every body is different. Every situation is different. I feel like he would say things to me like, who do you think made all those herbs and foods? And and God is just the maker of our body. So I feel like it's best for us to go to him first. I feel like there's so many health gurus out there, and one person will say one thing, another person will say the exact opposite. So the reason why I wrote my book, which we'll get into later, is to just really encourage women to go to God first, because he created our bodies and he knows what's best for our bodies.
Yes, and amen. So Alexandra, as you kind of heard, has a book, and then she also has a podcast where she shares all this, right? You share all this background that you've learned in wellness and ways that you've helped heal your body, and then like to share it with others. So I'll definitely be posting that information in the show notes. So yeah, I guess let's get into it. I want you just to share with us all that you know and what you wrote about when it comes to God's, I'll even share the title, because it's Discovering God's Health Wisdom, Exposing 8 Common Myths That Keep You Sick. Is that correct?
Right. Discover God's Health Wisdom.
Discover God's Health Wisdom. So, yeah, God's Health Wisdom. I love that. And I do want to say, we are, yes, so much alike. And I, being that I as well worked in conventional medicine, worked as an inpatient nurse, hematology oncology. So with a lot of, big drugs, for 10 years, and then took a step back. And as I was on my own wellness journey, leaned a lot more into natural wellness. And so, yes, very similar in that. And I think that comes with faith, and it comes with life experiences where you learn these things. So share with us, what have you learned as far as God's wisdom when it comes to health?
Sure. Well, since the book is called Exposing 8 Common Myths That Keep You Sick, let's see, I'm going to go through some of the myths. And then how about you just stop me when you want to know more about one of them? How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds great.
So number one, if a health protocol worked for someone else, it will work for me too. It's kind of this is kind of what I was saying before. I really feel like God made everyone, all of us, very uniquely. So in conventional medicine, I feel like they come up with these algorithms, these protocols for everyone, but it's not going to work for everyone, right? Because like I said before, we all have different stressors. We all live in different environments. We all have different DNA. So I feel like that's a really important point. That's health myth number one. Number two, if the treatment didn't harm someone else, it won't harm me either. I feel like you can go to your neighbor and your neighbor can say, oh, I took this treatment, you know, I didn't get any side effects. But just because that person didn't have any side effects, it doesn't mean that that particular drug or treatment won't harm you. Because like I was saying before, everyone is different. Everyone has different toxicities already in their bodies. That's health myth number two. Number three, if the drug stopped the symptom, my health has improved. In the book, I give this example where I was driving down the road. I was in a hurry to get somewhere and the gas light came on in my car. So what I did was instead of putting gas in my car, I got them out of my car and I tinkered with the gas light to turn off the gas light. I got back in my car, I went on my merry way, and of course, what happened? My car stopped. Well, of course, the last part of that story is fake. I didn't actually do that, but it was to show that that's what we do with our bodies a lot of the time. We turn off the gas light, but so what? You're not giving your body what it needs. So eventually, it's going to stop working, right? Because what the car really needed was gas. If I just turn off the gas light, you know, that's great. But I didn't really help the issue. And same thing with our bodies. If, like for me, when I was having a lot of health issues, I would have a lot of skin issues, a ton of skin issues. And I found that that came from, I had nutritional deficiencies. I had a lot of gut issues. So when I started to eat better and clear my gut out, that's when my skin cleared. And then also later I started working on my stress levels, my sleep, you know, all of that together, it really helped my skin.
So this is what we like here, is we like to get to the root, right? And
right,
we're all about getting to the root problem instead of, same as you, like I respect medicine and treatment for illness, but if you're not addressing the problem, then you're just covering it up, you're putting band-aids on. And we do this in a lot of areas of life. We don't just do this with health, we do this with a lot of things. We put band-aids on, and really it is just like running out of gas. I love that analogy, that's so funny. I can see, like, reading that story, we would just be like, wait, what? And like get to the end and be like, wait, okay. I was glad she didn't actually do this. But I try to think about this with my kids too. As you know, our listeners are mostly moms. We, you know, our kids get sick and it's so easy to want to make them feel better. And sometimes, now nothing is across the board all the time, and you know, everyone's different. That's going to be like the theme here. But at the same time, when your kid is having, say, a fever, and you just want them to be more comfortable, but the fever is not the problem. Something else is going on. It's an infection somewhere. And you know, so, and I'm guilty of this too. Like, we all want to help someone feel better, so we put band-aids on, and really we just need to do a little bit more digging and find out what the real problem is.
Right. And when you mention kids, I feel like it's so hard for moms, because our society and the medical system, they do such a good job of making us feel fearful. You know, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. Like, you have to do this and you have to do this. And it's just really hard. You know, I feel like it's really hard for moms to know what is, you know, what is truth and what's not. So that's why I always say we got to go back to God first, because God knows best, right?
So what did you, as far as biblical wisdom, when it comes to just pull this myth about getting to the root and covering things up, what did you find?
When I was dealing with my own health issues or just in general?
Like in biblical wisdom, or like, did you find a verse that really spoke to this? Did you find, like, you know, did you hear from God as far as this went, that you were like, okay, I can't, like, treatment isn't always the answer as far as getting to the root problem?
Well, actually, I feel like when it came to my skin, one verse that came up, it's in Jeremiah. I don't know. I haven't memorized it, but it's something like, trust. It shows this kind of this picture of a tree. When we trust in the Lord, even when heat comes and trials come, its leaves remain green and it won't cease to bear fruit. So when I was trying to get rid of my skin issues with the same herbs and changing my diet and stuff, this verse popped up a few times. And I really feel like, for me, I'm not saying this is true for everyone, but for me, I really feel like God was saying, you're not trusting me. You know, when we're under stress, when we're not trusting God, that's when our body becomes more inflamed. So I really feel like that was him telling me, you know, you just need to trust me. You need to stop worrying about, because I tend to get worried about, you know, the world, what's going on in the world, what's happening with my kids. Are my kids going to be influenced by certain people and all those things? And I really felt like him saying to trust me, he showing me this, you know, this picture of health with this tree, even though the heat comes and all these things comes, its leaves remain green and it didn't cease to bear fruit.
That's amazing. I love that. Thanks for sharing.
Sure.
Okay. So yeah, give us more. Give us more common myths.
Okay. Let's see. Where was I? Okay. Here's another one. If I want to eliminate my health symptoms, I only need to focus on the physical needs of my body. So I feel like this is huge. I feel like part of the reason why God wanted me to start my podcast was because when it comes to health, I feel like there aren't a lot of people who talk about the spiritual aspect. Thankfully, a lot of people talk about stress and emotional health, but what about God? What about spiritual warfare? There have been times where I've had bad abdominal pain, and I've gotten to know my body enough where I knew it wasn't from something I ate or something like stress. I just had a feeling that I was being spiritually attacked. So what I did was, it hurt so bad. So I was lying down on the bed. I turned on some worship music and I prayed. And I think within 10 or 15 minutes, my pain was gone. So that's just one example of the spiritual realm. We don't see the spiritual realm, but people don't always think that, you know, you could be attacked by, you know, demons or the spiritual world that could be causing your physical issues. So, So when I talk about health, I like to address this, your spiritual health, your mental health, how the environment affects your health, your physical health, and your social health. So all of those aspects.
Yes. So as you hear, she is into holistic wellness, just like me and just like everyone listening. Because if you're tuning in, I'm sure, you know, you've picked that up by now. So, you know, we are whole. I like to say we are spiritual beings in human form. We're not human beings with spiritual wellness. We're spiritual beings with human aspects to us. And everything's connected spiritually. So yeah, we have like all these different wellness areas, but spiritual is in all of them. And I actually just shared, I don't know when I'm going to air this interview, but I shared recently about fasting and how, you know, it is such a physical thing that you're doing, but it is parallel. Like it is, so the spiritual benefits line up so on point with physical benefits. Like, I don't know which one even is more because they're so vast, both of them. And a lot of people, you know, fast just for physical benefits, and maybe they don't have faith, or, you know, they are fasting for the physical benefits. And then there's others that are just fasting for spiritual benefits. But it's amazing. It's like God gave us this tool so that he can heal all of us. He can heal heal us holistically. And it's interesting because you were saying trust, and that's what I think of when I think of fasting, because you're taking away the worldly modalities. You're taking away medicine. You're taking away even vitamins and supplements and different things that we're using in our world and our culture to heal something. And you're saying, nope, I'm not doing anything. Like, water, give me a few days, let my body heal itself, because God designed us in a way that our bodies do that. And I just think that is such an act of trust. It is like surrendering, like, I'm not going to try anything, God. I'm just giving you my whole body right now. So, that's been what I think about lately when it comes to my body and trusting God, is just surrendering it all, and even food.
Yeah, I love how you say that, because I feel like sometimes we overcomplicate things. But like you were saying, God gives us such simple tools like fasting and resting. You know, if we would only rest a little bit more. And one of my friends, actually, I have her story in my book, where she was having really bad pain from fibromyalgia. So she reached out to God and she said, please, please, please just give me wisdom. And God actually said, you need to fast. So that's what she did. She started eating only once a day. And she said that her pain decreased so much. I mean, it wasn't completely gone, but it was diminished a lot just from fasting.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Give us another one.
Okay. Let's see. Natural treatments and non-conventional methods do not work. I think it's so sad that there are just so many natural treatments out there, and a lot of it, I feel like, has been lost throughout history because conventional medicine has gotten so big. I feel like even when people want to do studies on natural treatments, there isn't a lot of funding out there. But if you actually go onto PubMed and you're searching for something like chamomile, you could search for chamomile on PubMed, you'll find a lot of studies for that, just any kind of herb or anything. There's really a lot out there if you try to look. But that's definitely a myth. Natural treatments do work. Number six, another one: my body is inherently dysfunctional and there's nothing anyone can do about it. I believe that God is our healer. Even if things look really bad, God can step in. He can heal us in an instant. He doesn't always do that. A lot of times he wants us to go through a certain process, whether it be, like I said, for me, it was trusting him. And for me, it was also, I would just go through my day and not rest at all. I would just work, 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 you know, cook, take care of the kids. And I would do that for, like, I don't know, 12 hours. And I wouldn't take a minute to rest. And it's like, hello, of course you're going to get sick if you do that. So that's the sixth myth. The seventh myth: I can sit back and let the medical system take care of me. Unfortunately, you can go to different doctors and they'll tell you different things, right? So this always goes back to, we need to be asking God what we should be doing with our bodies. I remember when I was pregnant with my first child, I had really horrible nausea for the first trimester. And so I called the on-call doctor one night because it got so bad. And he's like, okay, take this medication. I'm like, is this safe for the baby? And then I could tell he was annoyed. He's like, would I prescribe this if the benefits didn't outweigh the risks? And so I took it. And then I saw my regular practitioner and she's like, do you want to try something different? I would have started you on something gentler. So that was the first baby. When the second baby came around, I researched more on that drug, and I found that the research has shown now that it's not as safe as what was previously thought. And now, and then with my third baby, I searched again. I think I searched recently, and I think it said that like some countries deem it safe and some countries don't. So that's why I think it's just so important to do your own research, to be an advocate for your loved ones and for yourself. When people ask me, what do I love about nursing? Sometimes I would say I don't love it, but I think one of my favorite parts is that as nurses, we're expected to be advocates for our patients. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to encourage everyone to be that advocate for yourself and for your loved ones, because if we're going to just listen to whatever the doctor says, it's often a lot of times not going to be the best outcome for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that and encouraging listeners to do that. It is hard. And sometimes as a nurse, people come to us and they're like, what do I do about this? And it's like, really? Yes, I do know some things, but we have to be our own advocate, because nurses are advocates for others. But at the same time, you know your body best, and God knows your body best, and He's going to tell you about your body. So I want to go to, for your story, I want you to go back to that pivotal moment when you were having skin issues and different things going on. What did you feel that made you make a change? Like, what were you feeling mentally, emotionally? I want to tap into your emotional and mental wellness here. And what drove you to actually do something about it? Like, be intentional with your action and do something.
For me, I think it was, part of it was, I had always been sensitive to medications. So I knew that I didn't want to be on medications forever. I think another part of it was that just things that I knew and that I experienced, and the things that I already know about drugs, that they're not as safe as people tell you that they are. So I think I was just, I mean, I guess I have a very, I don't like the word stubborn, but for lack of a better word, I'm a very stubborn person. Like I just
determined.
I really wanted to find out, like, why am I breaking out everywhere? What is going on with my skin? I remember a family member being diagnosed with diabetes, and this was before I was a nurse. And I remember going to the appointment with him, and then I asked the doctor if he changes his, you know, his diet or his lifestyle, can he get off these medications? And the doctor was like, nope, he's going to be on these medications for the rest of his life. And I didn't like that answer at all. You know, so what I did was I looked online and I looked for natural ways to heal from diabetes or something like that. And a bunch of books popped up. And this was before I knew, I wasn't a nurse yet. I didn't know about natural methods. And then I think that was the point where it was like, see, people can heal other ways. So yeah, mm-hmm. I think it was just my determination to find a different way.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you feel, say, you know, you're not a nurse and you are having the skin reaction and you're getting treatment, but it's not working. I can imagine feeling kind of helpless, like, what do I do? And just overwhelmed with the information that you could find online, saying like, okay, well, I want to look for a natural remedy, but I'm overwhelmed. There's just so much here, and not knowing what to do. Now, I think you already kind of gave this answer earlier, but maybe you can just speak to it again. When you had that over, like that feeling of there's all these herbs and, you know, what did you do as far as I mean, I guess my point is we have these feelings and they're messengers and they drive us to do something. And if we allow them to, if we allow to be like, okay, what is this message really? What's the point of this message that God's giving me? So what did you do when you were like, you know, there's all this stuff and I want to pick the right, you know, natural way. What did you do?
Yeah, for me, what did I do first? I think I just read a bunch of blogs. I bought some books and I just dove in. And I feel like not everyone is like that. So I didn't do what I'm going to advise you to do. I'm going to advise you to go to God first.
Yeah.
It says in James, if anyone lacks wisdom, he should go to God and God will give it generously. I'm paraphrasing, but it's so true. Like God is right here, right there for you. So all you have to do is ask him. And I know that some people feel like they don't hear God very clearly. I feel like that too, but he's God and he will, if you ask him and you really want to know the answer, just keep asking him. He will show you. He'll find ways to show you through other people or through the Bible or through just even, you know, the trees or some like weird. He just shows in strange, cool ways. So just ask him. He'll tell you. He'll show you the way.
Yes, I love that. And I think sometimes we're impatient. And so we ask and then we're like, well, God, I didn't hear the booming voice right now. Like, I just asked you a question. It's like, be patient because he may be using someone to give you the answer and they might be hours away in your day. And you have to be patient to, and then continue to seek, ask, seek, knock, and you'll find. So it's like, continue to ask and continue to seek. We don't just seek by, you know, looking, like flipping through the Bible. Oh, don't see the answer. Let me move on. It's like seeking is really, really looking. And so if it isn't a tree, like that is seeking. Like I've had God speak to me through nature and animals, and it's really amazing. And it's like, you just feel, you just know that is God giving you a message. That is God speaking to you. So you'll know. And I think that's really cool. So yeah, I mean, I feel like, again, we could talk about this kind of stuff all day because I love it and I love your perspective and I love how your journey that you've been on and that you're just sharing it with others and, you know, go to God first. He is the one that has all the wisdom when it comes to our body. He made them for goodness sake. So he knows what to do. So is there anything last you want to say before we wrap up?
I think just keep seeking God. The Bible says, if you draw near to God, he will draw near to you.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So where can people find you and grab your book?
So I have a podcast called Her Holistic Healing. The book is called Discover God's Health Wisdom, Exposing 8 Common Myths That Keep You Sick. You can find it mostly anywhere, Amazon, Walmart, Barnes and Noble. So that's my book. My website is herholistichealing.com. If you go to herholistichealing.com/free, I have a cheat sheet for you. It's, what is it called? I've changed the name so many times. It's called Hope for Your Health, a simple cheat sheet to get started with holistic health God's way. So if you're interested in that, go to herholistichealing.com/free.
I love that. That sounds amazing. Okay. So listener, you know what to do now, you know, to head over to Her Holistic Healing and grab that free resource. It sounds like that's something everyone should have on hand and dig in to your health God's way. Okay. Alexandra, it's been so fun. Thank you so much for being on Holistic Moms today.
Thank you so much, Shan. Thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, Wellness Warrior. I pray that blessed you. And if so, it would bless me big if you would write a 5-star review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not only would this make me super happy, but it will allow for others to find this show too. Also, I love to chat over on Instagram, so make sure to take a screenshot, share to your Instagram stories, and tag me at the Shan Wright so I can see it and we can keep chatting and bring other moms to chat with us. Until we get to chat again, mama friend,
May the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace.